So we're up to the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we said that there is a halacha which essentially we saw through the lens of somebody who's hanged, that he can't be hanged too long because there's a halacha of kvura, and therefore he cannot be left overnight. But then the Mishnah said, well, actually, it's a halacha that applies across the board. It's a halacha that across the board that any person essentially who passes away should not be left overnight. We said the exception being if it's lechvoidoi, to bring him an oroin or tachrichim or something like that, then you're not over, because obviously then it's not considered a bizoyan at all. So we're up to the Mishnah where it says, veloi hoyu kovrin oisoi, towards the end. Veloi hoyu kovrin oisoi. Now we're going back to this person who's been killed by Beis Din. Obviously, he's a Rasha. So the halacha is a Rasha is not buried in the regular Beis HaKvaros with regular normal tzaddikim, but rather Eloshtei Bote Kvaros Hayu Musukanim LeBeis Din. The Beis Din had a special Beis HaKvaros. In fact, they actually had two. Achas Leneherogin or Lenechnokin. One which was specifically allocated for those killed by sword or by chenek. Achas Leniskolin Venisrofin, to those who were stoned and burned. If you look at Rashi, second bottom line, Veloi hoyu kovrin oisoi bekivrois avoisov, says Lefi she'ein kovrin rosha etzel tzadik. You do not bury a rosha. Clearly, somebody who's been put to death by Beis Din is a rosha, and he's not buried next to a tzadik, as we'll discuss later. Kach mafarish lo b'gemara. The Gemara will explain later. We'll go into further details. Shtei kvaris b'gemara mafarish tama da'alocha l'moishim esinai shtayim v'loy arba. In other words, why do we split people who are put to death into two camps? We should split them into four. There's four types of mises. For some reason it was in twos. Chenek and Hereg, and then Skila and Sreif and another one. So Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara further details. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay, says the Mishnah, let's keep going. Nis'achel habosah. Nis'achel, it doesn't say with an aleph. With an aleph, it'll be nisachel, be eaten. But with an ayin means if the basar becomes rotten. In other words, again, we're talking about somebody who's already being killed, and then he has to be hanged. Now, how long do you hang him for? As we mentioned, not very long, at least definitely not overnight. What happens if in the interim, whilst hanged, nis'achel, his bossa, his flesh, becomes moldy, starts decomposing? So that already is a terrible bizoyan, bad enough that his body was dangling in the public square, but on top of that, it's begun decomposing as well. So if that's the case, the bossa is now all decomposed and disappeared, and all you're left basically is a skeleton. Is melakdin esoat somos? So you gather up the bones that have remained, v'koivrin oisai b'mekoimon, and then you would bury them b'mekoimon in the regular normal place, not in the Beis Din special Beis HaKvaros. Why is that? So look at the last Rashi on the Amud. Nis'achel habosal, says Rashi, kvar nischaper, because he has clearly already received his kapara b'misosai, with both the fact that he's put to death and his shame. Remember we said there are two parts to his kapara process. Firstly, the fact that he's being killed. Secondly, the fact that he suffered his bizoyin by being hanged. But clearly that apparently is not enough. And therefore, under ordinary circumstances, you bury him with all the other rishoyim, and that's further bizoyin. But this person has already received tremendous bizoyan because his body decomposed. Therefore, that's enough. And therefore, malak din esoat somois, you therefore gather the bones, the kovrin, the kivrois avoisov. So he would be allowed now to be buried in the regular kever. In other words, the reason why we said he's not buried in the regular graveyard is not because he was a rasha, but rather because he needs to get a kapara. And the kapara comes through the bezoyin of being buried with other rishayim. But this person who's already received maximum bezoyin because his body decomposed in public, so apparently Chazal view that as enough, and therefore he can now be buried in the regular Beis HaKvaros. Says the Mishnah, back into the Mishnah on the second last line. V'hakroivim bo'im v'shoyalim b'shalom hadayonim u'b'shalom ho'edim. The relatives now come, and as it were, they inquire about the welfare of the dayonim and of the edim. Now, can you imagine? Very, very difficult scene. You've just had dayonim together with the edim who've paskened that their relative has to be killed, and in fact, he was killed. And as we mentioned last time, it's the edim who put him to death. And now the family members have to make chat, have to ask them, "Oh, how are you?" Inquire after their welfare. Why is that? Says the Mishnah, Kloimar, She'ein belibeinu aleichem. To show that we have nothing, no bad feelings in our heart, and we, as far as we're concerned, we believe she'din emes dantem, and that you paskened the right din, and that we don't have any grievances against you, and that's why we encourage them to, as it were, make chat with the dayanim, but rather than storming out the Beis Din all angry, they go up to the Dayanim and say, "Yes, we realize and we acknowledge that you did the right thing." Final line of the Mishnah, V'loy hoyu misablim. There is no avelus on somebody who's killed by Beis Din. Avol oinanin. But there is the halacha of aninus. We were just discussing aninus the other day. She'ein aninus elo b'leiv. Because aninus is mainly something which is in the heart. It's not practically, you don't have to take your clothes or take off your shoes, etc. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. V'loy hayu misablin kedei. This is part of the kapara process. This is also a bezoyin. Not only was he killed, but the family didn't even sit shiva, as it were. Elo oinenin bilvad. Why? Because to do aninus, that's not a covered for the mace. That's not an honor in any which way. And his kapara will not be withheld as a result. Because aninus essentially is a halacha which has to be a grief, it has to be a grief in the heart. Therefore, that will not be a public display of kavod. Therefore, that can be practiced. Rabbi Larry, you wanted to say something? Yeah.
How come they don't obligate this halacha of making small talk with Beis Din on all Beis Dins, not just on nefashos? Because, like, if there's a civil suit or a lawsuit or mamonos or things, the person should accept Beis Din's decree and therefore walk over to Beis Din and say, "How are you?" It's the same process, the same havamina. So why is it only in nefashos?
Yeah. Okay. Fair point. Fair point. I mean, obviously, we understand it's more severe in the case of the fascists, but here.
No, actually, Kal v'chomer could be the other way because you killed this guy. And he was chayv misa, whatever. But when you took my money, I thought I was right, and I don't agree with you, and I can't think you are cheaters, and the whole thing. When it comes to money, people are very
Yeah, very hot under the collar.
yeah. So I mean, to show the godless of in the yashrus of Beis Din, it would be a great thing if after, no matter what the Beis Din decides, you have to go over to him and say, "Listen,
Yeah, fair
I hope."
point, fair point. Okay, fair point, fair point. Okay, let's begin the Gemara straight away. Tana Rabbanan. It says the Braisa, Ilu ne'emar chet v'tolisa. Now, we once discussed this, I think maybe Larry brought this up last week. If we're going to kill him, and then hang him. Well, why don't we just hang him first and, as it were, kill two birds with one stone, as it were? If you hang him, That is also a form of killing, and it's also a form of shame, which brings about a kapara. So why do we first kill him and then hang him? So the Braiser says it's all based on the psukim. Ilu nemar chet, if it would have said he's done a sin and you hang him, well then clearly that's got to be the order. He's done a sin, he's been convicted, and the first thing is you hang him, and that's what I would have done. Well, then I would have said, Toilin, you first hang him, Vacharkach, and then you would kill him. What does that mean? Kederech Shahamalchus Oisa. Just like the Malchus, apparently this is what a Melech would do. They would hang him, but then they would still, after that, throw stones at him, etc., etc. However, Talmud Loima, the Pasuk clearly indicates otherwise. Because the Pasuk says, Vahumas, you first put him to death, and then Vitalis, and then you hang him. Which we learn, Mamisinoiso, you've got to first kill him, Vacharkach, Toilin, Oiso. And only afterwards you hang him. Hor Ketzad, so how is this done? Mashin Oiso, ad Samuch L'Shkiyas. We would delay the din. So that we only actually put him to death towards the end of the day. And if you put him to death towards the end of the day and then you hang him, remember he can't be hung overnight. So therefore he's going to end up being hanged not for very long. If I would kill him first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, well, he's going to be hanging there from 8 till whatever, 7 o'clock in the evening. So we avoid that. Again, Mashin Oisoi, we delay it at Samuch Lashkia Sachama. Towards the end of the day, the goyimrin es dinoi would then finish the din, umamisin oisai, we kill him, vacharkach toilin oisai, and then we would hang him, echod kosher ve'echod matir, one person hangs him, one person then takes him down, kedei lekayim mitzvas tliya. In order to mekayim the mitzvah tliya, that's how it's done. So look at Rashi, first Rashi on the Gemara. Mashin oisai, mashin means to delay. Kloima, mashin oisai, im es gemar din, they would delay the gemar din, ve'ein toilin oisai shachris. But you're not hanging him the next morning. Shemo yisrashlu bekvurasai, because maybe chas v'shalom they'll forget to bury him, v'yavad shikha, they'll forget, elo samoch l'shkiyas achamo, rather they would hang him very close to shkiyas achamo, don't wait till the next day. Kedei sheyikberuhu miyad, so that you should be able to bury him immediately. Echod kosher ve'echod matir. One would tie him up, one would take him down. Klima, ein shohu spend time. Meaning there's very little time. One person hangs him, and a minute later, somebody else takes him down. So there's very, very little time between the time that he's actually hanged and then when he's eventually taken down, because it's not a long time afterwards. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanon on another drasha, eights. It says you've got to hang him on an eights. Shemeya ani, I would hear from this word eights, bein betolush, bein b'mechubar. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah whether this eights is tolush, meaning detached from the ground, or mechubar, perhaps it is attached to the ground. It doesn't say, it just says an eights. So maybe either one would be perfectly acceptable. However, Talmud Loima ki kovar. Mi she'enoi mechusar ela kvuro. Yotzo ze she'mechusa ktsitsa v'kvuro. In other words, the halacha is the tree upon which this person is hanged is also buried. You've got to bury the tree. So, after I've hanged him, what will I have to do to the tree? Well, if the tree is still connected to the ground, if you want to bury the tree first, I'm going to have to cut down the tree. So, it's going to have to be a two-stage process. Firstly, ketzitza, to cut down the tree. And secondly, kvura. But the implication of the pasuk is that it's not a two-stage process. Rather, it's just kvura, and that's what the Gemara means. Mi she'enoi mechusa elo kvura. You've got to hang him on a tree, where all that remains to do is burial of the tree. Yotzozeh, but that comes to exclude she'mechusa ktsitsa v'kvura if it is attached to the ground. Which would mean that you can't now immediately bury it. You've got to first cut the tree off and then bury it. Well, that's clearly not the tree that the Torah is referring to. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi, yes, the Torah says it's got to be a tree that's lacking just kavura. Yotzozeh Tlisha the Kavura. Do you remember we had in the Mishnah discussion, how is this person hanged? One opinion was you take a piece of wood and you stick it into the ground, you make a gallows, and he's dangling off that. The other opinion, which was Rabbi Yossi, was that no, there's nothing stuck in the ground. It's a piece of wood, a tree, which is leaning against a wall. Now, all opinions agree that after he's hanged, you've got to bury the piece of wood. Can I immediately bury it, or is there something I still need to do? Well, if the eitz is attached to the ground and I can't immediately bury it, I've first got to cut it off. Says Rabbi Yossi, I'm sorry to tell you, even if I've already cut off the tree, but the very fact that I've stuck it into the ground also means that I cannot immediately carry it out kavura. I've got to do tlisha. Tlisha means to not cut down the tree, it's already detached, but I've got to take it out of the ground where I stuck it in. And that's also unacceptable. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi again, yotzozeh shemechusa tlisha v'kavura. That's also excluded. If I cannot do the kavura straight away, and rather, I've got to pull out the eighths of the ground. Well, that's also not immediate. To which the Rabbanon say that no. V'Rabbanon tlisha lav klumhi. Tlisha, that's not a big stage. To cut a tree down, that's a whole major stage. And the Torah is clearly saying there are no major stages before the kavura. Rather, you've got to do the kavura straight away. The fact that you've got to do tlisha, you've got to just take the tree out the ground where you stuck it in. That's not a big deal. Have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Talmud Loima ki kavur mi ribuya mashma. We learn from the ribuya, da af eitz boi kavura. Not only does the individual need kvura, but the tree that you hanged him on also needs kvura. Yotzozeh mechubar, if it's still connected to the ground, shemechusa ktsitsa. But it's still lacking, you've got to still chop it down. Avol notes miyahava. Rabbi Yosi, no, af notes mismayit mina mashmos hazeh. Even if it's not connected to the ground, it's just been stuck into the ground, that's also excluded. Shemuchusar tlisha v'kvura, because it also still requires that additional stage. Lav klumi, said the Rabbana, no, that's not considered an additional stage. Ein kan chisorin maisa. That's not considered a whole massive maisa that I need to do if what I need to do is pull a tree out of the ground. If I need to cut down the tree, that's a whole major stage. And the Torah says there are no major stages. Immediately bury the tree. Don't do anything previous to that. Where I can only immediately bury the tree if the tree has already been cut off the ground. Okay, we move on. This is easier. Gemara, therefore, we're moving quite fast. Kloima, says the Gemara, mipnei mazeh tolu mipnei shembireich. Remember, we said that we don't want to hang him up there too long because that itself is a bezayin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person who walks past is going to inquire, why is this fellow dangling here? And everyone's going to say, because he was Mekalel Es Hashem. That itself is a bezayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara brings a moshel. Meir says Reb Meir, there was a mashal given. Mashal, they gave a mashal. L'mo'adav, you know what this is comparable to? L'shnei achim to'omim, two brothers who are twins. Be'ir achas, in one town. Echad minuhu melech, one of them was very successful and became appointed as the king. Ve'echad yatza l'listiyos, one became a bandit. So you've got two brothers, identical twins, and they've taken opposite paths. One has become a king, and one has become a highwayman. Tzivo HaMelech v'taluhu. The king, because of his highway activities, decided he's got to be killed. Even though it's his brother, but he's robbing and burgling and killing people, so he had to be killed. And they hanged him. But remember, they look identical twins, so it looked like the king was hanging. Kol haroya, anybody who sees him, oimer hamelech tolui. It looks like the king is hanging because they look exactly the same. So therefore, tzivu hamelech v'hariduhu. So the king immediately instructed, well, in that case, take him down. So the same thing over here as well. The fact that he's hanging up, remember, every single person has the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, Tzelem Elohim. And therefore, kaviyachol, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, is hanging on the tree. So therefore, we don't keep him up long. Says Rashi, L'shnei to'umim af Adam, so to a person, also bidyuk noy shel mokoyim, is also made, whatever this means, with the image of God. So therefore, it's a bizoyin for this person to be hanging on the tree. It's like the king's identical twin brother. So that's why we don't keep him up long. Okay, we keep on going. Omar Reb Meir. Remember, we said in the Mishnah, in the name of Reb Meir, that when somebody is hanged, or when somebody is in pain, when somebody is in tzar, then what does the Shechinah say? The Shechinah says, my head feels heavy, my arms feel heavy. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, Kaviyachol says, I feel the pain. I feel the pain of this individual, even though he had to be killed, and he deserved to be killed, but nonetheless, I feel the pain. So where do we learn this from? Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Meir, my mashma. Where exactly is the mashmos? Where is this learned from? Omer Abaye, command the Omer, kal leis. We said this yesterday. What is the word in the pasuk? Ki kilalas Elohim. But kilalas, which is kuf lamed, lamed tof, could be split up into two and read kal leis. It is not light. It is not light. Kal leis. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, it's not light for me, it's heavy. I feel the pain. Amalei Rava, Im Kein, Kaved Olai Roishi, Kaved Olai Zroi. So if indeed that's the drosha from the pasuk, we're learning from the word kilalas, kaleis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, feels heavy. So it should have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaved Olai Roishi, my head's very heavy. Why does he use that funny word, kolani? Just say, my head is heavy. Elo Amar Rava, so rather Rava says, command Omar, kill li alma. So how do they translate that, Rabbi Yosef?
It's like one who is saying, the world is too light for me.
What does that mean?
17. Good question. When a person expresses anguish by saying the world is too light for me, he is speaking euphemistically. What he really means is that the world is too heavy for him to bear. Rava understands the word kalilas in the same way, for he sees it as a contraction of the words kol gil li, I am light.
Right.
Hashem reacts to the death of the convict by saying, I feel light, a euphemism for feeling burdened.
Right.
According to Rava, then, The meaning of the expression is roughly the same as Abaya described it. The Shekhinah speaks of itself as it's burdened by the convict's death. Abaya, however, had argued that Kalilah directly referred to Hashem as heavy. The expression meant, I am not light. Rava, on the other hand, maintains that the scripture is not ascribing heaviness to Hashem, and he interprets Kalilah as an indirect, euphemistic reference to lightness. See Rashi.
So everybody agrees that we're getting to the same point, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, expressing his anguish. The question is, in what form? Is he saying, Kal Leis, I don't feel light, which is another way of saying I feel heavy, or Kali, I feel that the world is light, which is just a euphemism for heavy, but it means the same thing. Says the Gemara, let's just finish off, Hai mi boya lei legufo. Why is this word bichlal available for a drosha? I need it for the simple meaning. Kilas elekim toli.
Oh, yeah.
Surely I can only make a drosha if the word is spare, but it's not spare at all. So Morris says, well, it is actually. Because im kein name akro makaleil, my kilalas, which is a strange conjugation of this word. Well, maybe it's just for that and nothing else. No, imke nemagra kilas with one lamed. My kilalas, shma mino tarati. I learn both halachas. Firstly, that I don't hang him up too long. And also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, feels the pain of this particular individual. Okay, I have to stop over here. This was relatively easy Gemara today. That's why we did more than normal. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow.
Your koach.